job-related causes or incidents. Remember, you're never alone except when you don't stand up. Let's get a look. Some other world news today. This one just came in. This is brand new. Swedish pilots go on strike. 40 flights suspended. Some 3,000 to 4,000 passengers are expected to be affected by a strike involving 400 members of the Swedish Pilots Union. The move comes as talks with the SAS airline over salary adjustments and greater job security failed on Friday evening. The airline this week barely dodged a pilot strike in Norway, where a union representing 435 SAS pilots agreed with the airline late on Thursday. So they settled that one, but this other one is current. What's going on in France? I'm on the Labor Notes website and it says strikes sweep France, opposing labor law rollbacks. Just as the tourist season is starting in France, strikes are preventing half the trains from running. Fuel is in short supply as workers blockade oil refineries. The news is full of riots, burning tires, and police attacking protesters. Strikes across multiple industries are shutting down transportation across France as workers protest a labor reform bill that would strip them of certain basic rights, such as ceilings on overtime hours and job security. Under current law, workers in both the public and private sectors enjoy certain basic rights: a 35-hour week, job security, and overtime premiums of 25% to 50% are among the items that are considered basic worker rights and thus guaranteed by national law. Under the proposed law changes, these rights would no longer be guaranteed. Instead, employers would negotiate them with unions or with individual non-union workers. In the case of overtime premiums, the employer would be allowed to negotiate down to as little as 10%. So if you work, you're making $10 an hour and you're doing overtime, they, before, you might get as high as $15 for overtime, time and a half, which is standard. Under this law, you could go as low as $11. Just an extra, 10% per hour. Workers and student allies are reacting to the proposed reforms with a militant energy that has revitalized labor. Even though union membership in France is down to just 8%, and even though the strikes have disrupted commuters, polls have repeatedly shown public support at 50 to 70%. Okay, workers in France, as always, capital tries to take away what you have and leave you with less. And if you compromise with them, they'll come back and again and ask you to take less than that and less than that and less than that. And they'll cry that they don't have enough money, even though their profits are in the millions or billions. They'll cry that they have to pay their shareholders. Well, who's more important? Certainly, if you buy a share of a company, you're entitled to something if the company does well. But who's more entitled? The workers or the shareholders? I would argue the workers are, because without the workers, you don't have a company. All right, now this one is billed as a hip-hop version of Solidarity Forever. Ralph Chaplin, the IWW poet, wrote this song, Solidarity Forever, and this is billed as a hip-hop version. Let's listen up, by Ted James.
When
we gotta get it poppin', we gotta organize and fight, pushing back and never stopping, through the union we get right.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever,
solidarity. You know we plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug their mines and built their websites, and those miles of highway laid. Now we're standing here starving outside the fortresses we made, but we're rowdy and we're botching through the gates, we won't behave. All the world that's owned by Wall Street loans is ours and ours alone. We have laid the white foundation, built it skyward stone by stone. It is ours and not the slaving, but the master and the own. When we organize a cave in through the union, we atone.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
Never told to earn, but without our minds and muscle, not a single will can turn. We can break the haughty power, gain a freedom when we learn that our voice will rain down showers till the greed ceases to burn. With our hands we built a movement greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the mighty armies magnified a thousandfold. Watch us as we birth the new world from the ashes of the old, share the wealth, disperse the riches, mighty union, we are bold. Bold.
And that was a hip-hop version of Solidarity Forever, the famous song by Ralph Chaplin, socialist, IWW poet. Have some more of that. How about some Tupac? This is Changes.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I fix myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing
things change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I want to be, the only way I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me, yeah.
Just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Gotta make a change.
Rap star and actor Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur was riding in his black V. 25-year-old rapper had long hair.
Tupac is also charged with
theft. Pay the respect to the slain rapper.
Not guilty.
To survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did it, I ain't have to do. But now back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this when they try to rush this. That's the sound of my You say it ain't cool. I'm gonna raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
It really ain't the rap audience is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Triple brother's life with a knife at his wife. Cried cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
tres, cuatro.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knives alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram and understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
Just straight from the mouth.
Oh, why?
And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail, and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
You mean on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then you're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach to each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It
self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction.
The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies and get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and diss your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Cause rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. Time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animal, I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but to the feds, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope to get along.
Yeah, so we did a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we know the rhyme.
Instead of your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check. Or else it's
okay, nice divergence there into some hip-hop. Again, the mythology is that hip-hop is not socially responsible. There are no hip-hop protest songs. Well, that is completely wrong, beginning with The Jungle by Grandmaster Flash in 1979, I believe. Anyway, if you look into hip hop at all, you'll see that it's very hip politically. The statements are raw, they come out of experience, and they're angry, as we all should be. So we lost another very important person this week, Helen Fabela Chavez. She died on June the 6th. Helen Chavez, who do you say that? Who's that? Well, let's talk a little about it. Cesar Chavez, her husband, has come in for a lot of criticism, both while he was alive and after he died in 1993. And people say, oh, well, he kept the union central. He didn't have local elections at the sites. He only trusted people in his family. He was a rampant, at times, anti-communist. All these things are more or less true, but what I always say is, okay, you get in your 49 Dodge or whatever car he had and drive around California and organize farm workers, you know, living room meeting by living room meeting, church meeting by church meeting, going to talk to people wherever they were about a union. And this was not the first time that farm workers had attempted to unionize and make their lives better. Beginning in 1826 with Indians at the San Juan Capistrano Mission, who stopped working because they were being treated too badly. Of course, this type of resistance goes back to the very first time the very first person was hired to work the very first job. At any rate, Chavez did that, but that's only part of the story, because in stories like this, hero stories, for example, about Cesar Chavez, we tend to forget about the people who did things that made him possible to be a hero. And Helen Fabela Chavez was one of those people. She was born in 1928 in Brawley, California. Her parents had come from San Jacinto, Sombrete, Mexico, and San Jacinto. They met when they came to the U.S., after the Mexican Revolution, and eventually married in Los Angeles, California. Both worked as migrant laborers, so Helen knew from the very beginning the campesino life. When she was 15 and her father died, she left high school to support her family. Mother, two sisters, and four brothers, of whom she was the eldest. She worked in a grocery store and eventually made her way to working in the fields and vineyards full-time. She met Cesar Chavez in 1942 when she was 14 years old and still in high school in Delano, California. When he came back from his service in World War II as a ship's cook, which he hated, he began spending more time with her. She said later that they dated inexpensively, walking in the moonlight or perhaps a movie. And it was at one of these movies where Chavez, who was in uniform and in the Navy at the time, was denied seating in the white section of the movie theater. He was arrested and taken to the sheriff, but there was no charge. Segregation in California was usually de facto instead of institutionalized in the law, although just as effective, and maintained by terror, as was the apartheid system in the South. They were married in a civil ceremony in 1948. At the time, she was 20 years old. Married in a church wedding in San Jose and enjoyed a two-week honeymoon before settling into their new lives together. Although she was trying to start her own family, she remained the main source of income for her siblings and parents. And they settled permanently in Delano. The two of them grew to a family of 10 over the next decade, with a total addition of 8 children. Now, that's some work right there. Helen Chavez was influenced from a very young age because of her father's involvement in the Mexican Revolution. Her role was juggling the competing demands of family life, sexual division of labor, and protest. Chavez and Helen were very traditional in their approach to the sexual division of labor. Chavez was persuaded by Helen to be a CSO organizer. That's when he met Fred Ross, and at first turned him down because he was white. Helen's involvement in CSO activities is often overshadowed by her husband's political involvement. Although the volunteerism of Helen Chavez and other women behind the scenes made the CSO one of the most successful associations for Mexican Americans in California at that time. Now, all the time while Cesar was out organizing, or when Cesar was leading marches, or when Cesar was encouraging people to come out on strike in the fields, Helen Chavez was working to support her family. She also taught literacy classes for migrant workers during voting drives and later assisted people in gaining U.S. citizenship. So, Helen Chavez worked behind the scene, as all people, all prominent figures have people working behind the scenes, and most of the time, they're women. Her experience working in the fields made her an invaluable part of the spirit of the movement. And there were times where she did go out on the picket line and get arrested, as depicted in the movie about Cesar Chavez. On June 6, 2016, Helen Chavez died at a Bakersfield hospital at the age of 88. She had been fighting an unspecified infection. They also serve, who raise the kids. They also serve those who keep food on the table for their families. They also serve who participate in picket lines, put themselves on the line. Helen Chavez, an important figure in the California labor movement. I want to go over those rap songs. I didn't really say much about them, but first of all, we had Tupac's Changes, about how we got to make changes if we're going to live together peacefully. Stop the Violence movement about self-destruction. The argument that we made last week about why do workers go out and kill themselves? Why should a worker go out and kill another worker just because he's from or she is from another country? The same thing goes in the neighborhoods. Stop the Violence movement, MC Light, Kool Moe Dee, Heavy D, talking about how the neighborhood is going to destroy itself. Why do we go out and kill our own? Why do young black men go out and kill one another, or young Latino men or young white men go out and kill each other on the street when the real enemy is elsewhere? Helen Favela Chavez. This is The B, and we're coming at you from Mutiny Radio, the Labor and Love Show. Mutiny Radio, social justice radio for the Bay and beyond. Here's a little more rap. This is Freedom of Speech by Immortal Technique, who's a Peruvian guy who was raised in Harlem. Here he comes.
Freedom of speech, motherfucker.
Okay.
Something for the kids. Step in the club smoothly with the L in my hand. Bitches know that I'm a freak like the Elephant Man. Intelligent plans, fuck a record deal. I want development land with my benevolent clan. And that's the reason that I only trust my fam. 40,000 records sold, 400 grand. Fuck a middleman, I won't pay anyone else. I'll bootleg it and sell it to the streets myself. I'd rather be that than signed and stuck on a shelf. And because of this, executives try to diss me.
Fuck yeah.
Racism frozen in time like Walt Disney. And now they say they wanna get me signed to the major. If I switch up my politics and change my behavior, trying to tell me what the rhyme about over the beat. Bitch niggas that never spent a day in the street. But I repeat that, nobody can hold my reins. I put the truth on tracks, niggas, simple and plain.
I got no strings, so I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone.
I guess to America, I'm a disaster.
Oh, no.
A slave that was destined to own his masters. Independent in every single sense of the word. I say what I want, you fucking little sensitive herb. This is America. I thought we had freedom of speech, but now you wanna try to control the way that I speak. And O'Reilly, you think you a patriot?
Yeah, right.
You ain't nothing but a motherfucking racist bitch. Full of hatred, pressing a button, trying to eject me. But I don't got no motherfucking deal with Pepsi. No corporate sponsor telling me what to do. Asking me to tone it down during an interview. Trying to minimize the issue, but I'm keeping it large. I love the place I live, but I hate the people in charge. Speaking is hard when you got strings attached, so I'ma say it for you, cause I don't got none of that. And if you didn't understand what I spit at your brain, hey yo son, let this little nigga explain.
I got no strings, so I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. They got strings, but you can see there are no strings on me.
Come on son, y'all niggas know the way that I do. ImmortalTechnique.com live for you. And I know sometimes it be making you nervous the way I smash puppet rappers that belong in a circus. You motherfuckers just can't compare. Looking for a fan base that's no longer there. I know that you're scared and you're hiding up in the cut, but this is freedom of speech, nigga. Tell them what's up. Word, nigga. Fuck John Ashcroft. Nigga, fuck Fox News. Fuck those snake ass bitches trying to manipulate your opinion, telling you what to think. Word the fuck up, nigga. Like we invading niggas cause we want to free them. You racist motherfucker. You don't give a shit about those people. You can suck my dick. Relax, Tech, relax. Another rum and coke at the bar, nigga. It's my day off. Word up. Fuck. For the kids. Ah, for the kids. Beat bandits.
Immortal Technique, and his song was Freedom of Speech. Immortal Technique, a Peruvian raised in Harlem. So I want to play a song now by a young woman from San Ysidro. And I will do that, but I want to preface it with a little bit of opinion about a case that's really gaining a lot of attention. The case of Brian Turner. Brian Turner, in case you don't know, is a young man from Ohio, 20-year-old guy from Ohio who was a champion swimmer and went to Stanford University. In January, he was caught in the act of raping an unconscious woman behind a dumpster. Two young Swedish guys, students who were riding around on their bicycles, saw what was happening, saw that the woman was not responding, and approached Brian Turner while he was at his grisly task. He tried to run away, but they tackled him. He was eventually charged with rape and convicted of rape. And the judge, Aaron Persky, could have put him in jail for up to 6 years. Instead, gave him a 6-month sentence, which with good behavior is reduced to 3 months. This prompted the victim, who has elected to remain nameless and anonymous, to write a letter, a 13-page letter, which you can find on the web. I guess if you put in your search engine Brian Turner, you'll be able to find that letter. The letter has been heard now by tens of thousands of people. It's a very eloquent, carefully worded statement of a rape victim and what rape has done to her, and how outraged she and other people are at this miscarriage of justice, that this judge sympathized with the young man. The young man wrote a letter pleading with the judge and saying that he'd never been involved with drugs or alcohol before. He's just a kid from Ohio, and he didn't realize the force that alcohol had. But this is also a lie. There are numerous emails back and forth with his friends about taking LSD, about taking various drugs, about drinking. The judge knew this, and the judge ruled that he didn't want jail time to hurt this young man's chances. He's a good young man. He deserves another chance. The lightest sentence possible, he gave him. Since then, the woman's letter has gone viral, as has Brian Turner's father's assertion that it's unfair that he should get so much jail time. We're talking about 3 months in reality here, for 20 minutes of action. Perhaps, as a white person, perhaps I'm more willing to give him the benefit of the doubt than not. I can't believe that anyone could be so tone deaf, even if it wasn't sincere in trying to get leniency from the judge, as to say this was 20 minutes of action, raping an unconscious woman. I don't quite know what to say, except the comment that one woman, in fact, a lawyer who is heading a recall campaign against Judge Persky. If you look on the Democracy Now! Website, you'll see. She's organizing a campaign. But anyway, she said, what's amazing is that it came to trial anyway. Only 8% of alleged rapes against men or women, mostly women, of course, ever come to trial, let alone a trial that fits the crime. So this is an outrage. This is the male. The judge, of course, is a Stanford graduate himself. So what you've got is the Bruderboon, the male, I don't want to say plot, but the rape culture. And as we know, or as we should know, rape is a political act of subjugation to remind women what their place is, to remind them that one of those most valuable functions is to be a sex partner. And if that needs to be imposed on them by force, they need to be beaten or forced, so be it. Unfortunately, Judge Persky has played right into that. There was a prior case that where he decided for the defense in a rape trial. In that case, the woman's seven guys had jumped on a woman at De Anza College. Three guys came in and stopped it. They said she had vomited. They said she was not, it wasn't voluntary. These seven guys were tried, and the DA didn't want to indict them. The DA didn't indict them. So in the civil trial, the young woman, the victim of this gang rape, was seen. Her lawyers claimed that she had been, you know, irreparably damaged. She had been separated from her society, and allegedly she was seen in a video on Facebook, dressed in, scantily dressed, and some sort of playful guy was straddling her, and she was laughing. And the judge use this evidence to decide in favor of the defendants. In other words, they were not charged with any crime. They were not charged any money or any, didn't have to pay any damages. Which, again, takes away from the act of rape itself. The young woman was raped by seven guys. Now, does that mean, assuming it's true, does that mean that she can't live her life and be who she wants to be? If she wants to be promiscuous, if she wants to go around in silk tights and be with guys willingly, what does that mean? That means that she can't do that. And as people on the internet say, well, she can't do that and claim that she's been really damaged, and well, of course she can. She can claim anything she wants. She didn't give her consent. That's what rape is. So I met a young woman in San Isidro, and She has a song and I'm looking for it right now. Let's listen to Las Cafeteras while I find that song. This is La Bamba Rebelde.
Arriba y arriba iré, yo no creo en fronteras. heartless blow. When you said that you loved me, wasn't that unconditionally? You told our friends and family, down on your knee, that you were ready to marry me. Standing on a hilltop, yeah, I'm standing on top. I won't crumble, I won't falter, this is my spot.
Was a Gisela with her song Standing on Top, relating to domestic violence, specifically men beating up their lovers or their wives or their children or each other. And before that, we had Las Cafeteras with a revolutionary take on La Bamba. We struggle against injustice and racism. We won't go to war. And it's all to the tune of La Bamba. This is Labor and Love, and you're listening to Mutiny Radio, 2781 21st Street. Social justice radio for the Bay and beyond. And I'm the B, a.k.a. Bill Morgan. I want to do some shout-outs today. One to my daughter, Vita, who makes me prouder to be a dad each day. My soulmate, Sylvia Ramirez. And the whole family, the full catastrophe. Shout-out to cousin Denny. Hope you're doing well up there in the hospital. Brother Charlie, who's a DJ like me, who blaze the path that I'm following. Okay, let's see what we got for our last one today. How about... The Traveling Soldier. Dixie Chicks? No, we don't have time for that one. Short one, maybe? Nina Simone, You Turn Me On.
Sitting